I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA 93.1 FM, downtown Amory, Wisconsin, or maybe you found us online. Either way, welcome. My name is Mike Murtha, and with me, as always, is Eddie Schmidt. We feature a guest each month, and tonight we have in studio Steve Wilson from Pine City, Minnesota. Steve is a member of the group Freeway Jam, along with some other groups, and Eric Satterlin is a part of that group as well. They're based out of Grantsburg, Wisconsin, and we'll be playing some live music in studio with our acoustic guitars, and we will share some lively stories as well. So sit back, listen, tell your friends and neighbors. This is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. So let's do it. Once again, we'll just say hello to everybody. You are listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we're featuring some live music. Eddie Schmidt is here, and he's ready to play some music, right, Eddie?
I think so.
Yeah,
we'll give her a try.
We got Steve Wilson. He's from a group called Freeway Jam sitting with us. He'll share some music with us and share some stories and background. So with that, I'm just going to start by saying, Eddie, how you doing?
Good. Just trying to do what we can in this crazy world that we're living in right now, between the pandemic and what's going on in Minneapolis. But
I know it's we're back again in spite of the COVID-19 pandemic. We were here last month for our first live show again. We just did the two of us, and that was kind of fun. That's how we started this show off. Three and a half, 4 years ago, but. It was fun. We brought some extra instruments. You brought your mandolin and, of course, your steel and accordion.
And you brought the tuba, didn't you?
I did, and I have to apologize. It was really hard to play that with my mask on. I apologize. It was a little muffled, but we got through it. But we kind of gave Bob a workout with trying to mix all this different instruments, but we had fun.
It was fun.
But it's good to have a guest here as well, but... And this month we've got Steve Wilson. He's from the group called Freeway Jam, and from Pine City, Minnesota. We're going to say hello to Steve. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for being here. We appreciate you to doing this. And we're just talking off the air. You've been working from your home the last since March something. And
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going okay for you?
It's actually going real good.
Well, good. So. Yes. And you work for a company that makes water softeners.
Correct. I work for Echo Water Systems in Woodbury.
Sure. Well, it's fortunate we've got things to do. I've been doing home projects. You've been busy with your work, haven't you, Eddie?
Yeah, it's coming back busier again. I can't believe how busy we are back already making eyeglasses.
I got a haircut yesterday too, and for the first time since all winter, and I called the barbershop, and they said, we're going to have to get an estimate. You've been gone for so long. So I had to get three appointments in a row to get all the hair off my head, but I did get a haircut. And I talked to Bill Smith. You remember Bill?
Oh, yeah. Weekend Willie.
Yeah. He was they were talking about being busy or being bored, and his neighbor says, are you bored, Bill? And he said, not really. I'm busy. And Bill says, how about you? And he says, I'm about as bored as an Amish electrician. So, anyhow, let's get back to Steve. Steve, I think I saw you a couple years ago. I saw you since then, but at Reland Grove's party.
Yes.
And that was fun to do some music with everybody there. And And I wasn't even sure who you were. I hadn't seen you for a while. You were playing piano, which I didn't realize you played piano.
And I try.
Well, it was very good. It was. I thought, I finally figured out it was you. But we always asked our guests, you know, just what inspired you to play music and when you got started. And
yeah, I mean, in my home, I would say my mom was very much my biggest influence. And it was it just was always going on in our home. There were instruments all over the house. Everyone, it's five of us kids. I was the youngest. And and everyone played something. All of our family gatherings involved playing. And, I had no idea. I would go to friends' houses. I got, lived out in the country. And as I get older and go to stay with friends, and it's like, wait, you guys don't play anything? What's going on? so a little bit sheltered life, or at least with people that just always played. Oh. So.
And how did you learn how to play guitar?
I just picked it up and started. It was kind of, as a kid, and I still am a pretty lazy musician, but I started off that way. So I'd try one. You know, my dad played mandolin, and that would be laying around, and I'd try that. I'd hurt my fingers and play piano a little bit, and then I'd, try something else. And some of them I'd walk away from for a while. Guitar, kind of. I switched to bass in, like, eighth grade, and then kind of started playing guitar in my late teens, early 20s more. Kind of out of necessity, in one of the like second band I got in, they needed a guitar player, so that I'll figure out how to do that.
You figured it out pretty well, if I remember right.
I've been at it for a while.
Well, yes, and I think the first time we met you was when Eric Satterlin was doing sound for us, and you'd come out and help once in a while too.
Yeah, that was even down like Robert's Good Neighbor Days or something.
Yeah, and I think in Hammond too. I think you came and actually. Ran the board.
Yep. Eric found me through a common friend in 98. And he was even working with you guys then. It was pretty soon after that.
Sure.
And we did quite a few shows for you guys.
And it was always fun. You got such good ears for music. But when you were running the board, it just always felt tight. It felt good for us guys.
Thanks.
It was always.
I really enjoyed working with you guys. And, Eric, honestly, and, from that point forward, has really been instrumental. Great mentor.
Oh, yeah.
Got me hooked up with Ed and you guys. Sure. And Ed's been gracious enough to play with us for most of our gigs, which has really changed our band. Ed, can't thank you enough. I mean, you've taught me a lot, but really changed the face of our band. We've been playing since 98, which is kind of weird. It's a long time for one band.
Sure. Eddie and I started in 83, was it?
Yep, summer of 83.
Yeah, but anyhow, once you sing a song, Steve, we're going to come back and talk about some more stories, but we're going to turn you loose here.
All right, we'll do a Alan Jackson version of a rhythm, Amazing Rhythm Aces tune.
Spirits up by buying booze. Talk was small when they talked it all. Never knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were holding up, scoping out, and keeping loose. You don't look like my type, but I think you do. Thank you.
very nice. This is WPCA Radio 93.1. If you just tuned in, this is Trigger Happy Memories, and this is our live show, right, Eddie?
That's right.
We're here on Thursday. And
the last Thursday of the month. We always come in and...
Yep. Big crowd here. Big crowd.
Oh, man. How's the house? Oh, the house. It's packed. A crazy house.
Well, normally it would be, but this COVID-19 pandemic has changed a lot of things, but we hope that we make people, brighten their day a little bit with what we're doing. And like we said last time, Eddie, it's always our goal not to make their day worse, right? Anything that we do. It's kind of...
It's funny how so many of the friends and musicians that we know, and everybody's going on Facebook and doing live things. And I watch a lot of stuff by Rick Lombardo and Sherwin and Pam Linton are doing all the time. And now Kenny and Darlene are doing a bunch of more shows and doing whatever they can. So,
And Steve, last Saturday you played at Sherrard's Resort with Rex Cactus.
I did. I got to be a honorary radio ranger. I fill in for Ed once in a while. 2-3 times a year, and telling Greg Lane that another 3-4 years I'll know most of their songs. one of the things that I played rock and roll for the first 15 years I played, and really honestly, Ed, when you started playing with us, that kind of brought some country into the group with Freeway Jam, and really got me going on that. So, but I'm late to the party, so I'm just learning. But
well, that Fender B Bender you got, it's a pretty dandy little guitar too.
That thing was pretty pivotal. It was a Kevin Loudon creation for Johnny Lindblom.
Do you want to sing another song?
Sure,
come back with some more stories here, but
let's do Big River.
Okay,
Ed's got to take his fingernails off.
And this is a Johnny Cash song, right?
Yeah.
That's why they call it a live show.
That's how they know it's live.
Just leave this on for now.
Okay.
Are you ready over there, Ed?
Yeah.
Clouds out of cover up a clear blue sky.
America. Well, the tears are cried for that woman. They're gonna flood you, Bay River. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Oh, very good. That is Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Steve Wilson.
Good job. He's my cousin.
He's your cousin.
He just doesn't know it.
Oh, nice job. I like Johnny Cash.
That's pretty fancy ending you threw on us there.
Yeah, he slipped that one in on you.
Yeah, that's nice. We mentioned Eric Satterlin, who is a good friend of ours, and that's how we met Steve. But honestly, Eric is one of the most talented people I know. That guy could fix or build anything.
And kind of he's, like the guy that's in the room with us.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that he's probably a lot the same. But
they get talking about, oh, this amp was doing this with the capacitor and blah, blah, blah. I'm going, you guys.
And besides being talented that way, they're good musicians too. And yeah. And Eric's a great guy. But and you guys, you know, we talked earlier, you do a lot of gigs with these guys, have been for, yeah, we kind of slowed down a little bit, and or some of our schedules changed, and you're living up this way, and you were working with those guys out of Grantsburg. But
one of the first times that I could go up to Superior and play with you guys, like at Jimmy's or something.
Saloon,
and, and I thought, boy, I don't know about going up playing rock and roll. And
oh, man, that's been awesome.
So, yeah, with it's different with you and Joe singing so much harmony. Well, then Eric sings the three of you, too, but then I never played with a group before when we do Brown Eyed Girl, and we sing three-part harmony, the whole song.
The whole song, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never done that before, but you and Joe sing so nice together, and I wish I would have heard more years ago when you and Joe were playing with that rock group. Was it Greystoke?
Greystoke, yeah.
And I think, was it, they used to play at DiNucci's?
We had a monthly regular gig at JJ's Bowl in North Branch. But we were doing, 40 weekends a year, and both Friday and Saturday.
And some heavy-duty rock and roll, too.
Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, stuff like that. But we did stuff like Brown Eyed Girl, too, because Joe was fresh out of a country band at that time.
Sure.
And itching to play some rock and roll, and I was just kind of playing what I knew.
Did you ever play a polka?
Yeah, we did. I don't know where we called it a polka. It started a polka beat.
Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, if you just tuned in. And we have Steve Wilson here with us. We're honored to have you here, Steve. And Eddie, are you ready to sing a song there, or you got something you want to...
I think we can try something... I had something that I got a request for today from Brian. He says, boy, I sure like that Ring of Fire song. So we're going to give this a try. We've played it a lot for years, but never sang it.
You never probably never sang it. Yeah,
never
John
sang
it,
but there's always a first time for everything, isn't there?
Like you said last time, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do? Give us a D minus?
Yeah.
Taste of love is sweet. ring of fire, ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, ring of fire.
Very good, that's Eddie Schmidt. First time that sounded good, Eddie.
I think that...
Yeah, I think...
We could probably use that once
in a
while.
We could do that again, absolutely. Steve, we were talking earlier about how the COVID-19 pandemic is changing. We'll change things. Talked about what it'll do to music. It certainly has put the brakes on it for now. But you were saying you're going to be doing a gig tomorrow night with one of your friends, and it's maybe becoming more casual, or what's your thoughts on what's going to happen here?
Yeah, you know, I personally, myself, I'm not, not that concerned about it, but they assured us, it's a private party, that there's not going to be a ton of people there, and
sure,
you're going to be respectful of everybody's space and things like that. But I kind of anticipate, as a musician, I just want to play.
Yeah.
And, we were talking about Reeland's party and stuff like that, and if it turns into things like that is where we play, then so be it. But at some point, we got to find a home to play in.
I think you're right. We're going to gather someplace, and... that's what we are. We like to gather. Why people go to church, and that's why we go to football games and to parties. That's in our nature. So I think eventually we're gonna maybe find different ways.
Yeah, I think so.
And I think everybody's finding different ways to do it too. Like a couple of months ago when we had Bronson here, I know because he plays with those Thrillbillies, and they're advertising. They're trying to do anything and everything on the internet or the oddest party that you might have, even with a smaller gathering. Everybody's just trying to find a new avenue, especially these guys that do nothing but play. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned last time too, Eddie, that's not just the musicians, it's the guys that do all the setup and the sound guys,
and
light
production guys.
Oh, and there's a ton of work for those guys in the summer all over the nation. They're playing. And these guys go from city to city with semi-trailers full of PA gear, and they make some good money.
Last Sunday, I went with my wife Joanne, went and bought some strawberry plants from a gal up out in the country somewhere, and Joanne says, well, is this where you live, or what do you normally do? And she says, well, usually I'm a band stagehand down in the cities, but we're trying up here now, selling stuff and trying to live off the land.
Sure.
So...
We're all going to have to get creative here. But I'm going to try a song here, Eddie, if you don't mind. A little song called Invisible Tears.
Oh, you go ahead. You enjoy it.
No. See, I have plans for you to sing with me on this
one. Oh, okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I even want you to take a line or two in there. So.
You bet.
So when I nod, you start singing, okay? Actually, we recorded this song quite a few years ago down at Dave Feierheisen's recording studio and
River Falls.
Yep. And I was cleaning my garage while I have all this time off, and I came across several records that we didn't sell, so this is one of them.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I let you in. Although I'm only seeing pictures from the past, those arms are not real, but somehow I feel. If I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes.
you're back again. So I let you in. Although I'm only seeing pictures from the past, those times are not real, but somehow I feel. If I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
There we go with Invisible Tears. This is WPCA Radio 93.1, Amory, Wisconsin, and we are live in studio. We've got Steve Wilson here with us. Steve, are you ready to sing a song again?
Sure. I'm not sure who did this originally. I think it was a Clarence White Byrds, pretty popular hit in that era, really late 60s, early 70s. Kia A.
Is playing honky tonk song. One more I keep saying, then I'll go home. What good does it do me? I know what I find. Empty bottle, broken heart, and you're still on my mind. Play the lead.
I think Greg stole it from Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I think
a lot of stealing going on.
Yes, there was. But
that's what it's all about.
We had Kevin here a couple times with us, so
good.
It was lots of fun having him here. We're talking about doing things on online this last week. Dave Swanson, Swanee, my buddy, and our son Ryan, we did something for our church on Facebook. We went to our church, which has been closed since, middle of March. But we went in and recorded a couple. We actually recorded three songs. So you can actually see the interior of the church, and it got put on Facebook. And it may end up going on YouTube with the church in New Richmond, too. But that was when I actually played stand-up bass doing that. And it was, I hadn't seen Swanee. We talked on the phone through the winter, but I haven't seen him at all. So that was fun. And our son Ryan was helping out too, but
sure, that's been tough on them guys too with this time.
Oh, and they, you know,
all them big jobs.
Yeah, they live for that whole summer. I mean, they'll play four or five, six nights a week in the summer, big projects. But I'm going to tell I found a really interesting story, and I'm going to condense it as best I can. But this came from our friends out in Arizona, from Nick and Diane, and it's about the car radio and how it became a part of our lives in our cars. So I'll see if I can tell the story without dragging out too long. How much time we got, Bob?
No, here. Do I need a notebook now?
You might need a notebook. Yes, it might be a test. But okay, it was these two men, William Lear and Elmer Wavering. They were out on a lookout point in a car high above the Mississippi River in Quincy, Illinois, 1930. With their girlfriends. One of the girls thought how nice it would be if they had music. Well, that inspired these two gentlemen. And the next day and for the next several weeks, they worked on installing a radio in the car. Both men had experience with radios. Lear served as a radio operator in the Navy, World War I. They had problems right away with static, the ignition, spark plugs. Steve would probably understand that better than I would, but they worked through all that, and they got it to work. And they went to a convention in Chicago, and they met a gentleman named Paul Gallivan, and he liked the idea. He just loved it, but he struggled to sell the idea, largely because of the cost. It was $110 for an uninstalled radio, and the cost of a car back in 1930 was $650. So it was like 20% of the cost of the car was the radio. So it stalled, but this guy did not give up. 1933, this Paul Gavin sold the idea to Ford Motor Company. They started installing the radios in the factory for $55 for the option. And then this company took off, and this Gavin changed the name of his company. It was called Motorola, which 1947. And this Gallivan continued to expand ideas with the push-button radio and with the Motorola police cruisers. And as for the two men that started this whole idea, this Waverly stayed with Motorola and worked through all these inventions. William Lear went on his own and continued inventing, and he has over 150 patents. One of them I thought was really interesting, the 8-track tape player. He invented that. And his biggest invention was the Lear Jet, named after himself, of course. Autopilot, he invented that. Auto landing system, he invented that. And what's interesting, he dropped out of school after 8 years of going to school. So Eddie, there's still hope for us. You know what? I just thought that was we take the radio, you know, for granted in our cars, and I thought that was really a good story. And what, you know, what evolved from all that too. So
we can cut him a break on the 8-track.
I thought of one quick thing I got to ask Steve about is I got to ask you about Ruby. You got to let the folks know about Ruby.
So Ruby was my mom. Ruby, she was maiden name was Bishop, and married name was Wilson, of course. And she played piano and organ and church organ and things like that my whole life. But I think starting in the late 80s, she started playing at the Atlas Church. Methodist Church, and there was it's either 52 or a 53 Hammond C2 that was put in there brand new, and she played that thing for years. She passed away in 2001, and a few years go by, and my aunt, Merle Walston, who went to the church too, said, oh, the old organ conked out, and she wanted to know if they could put my mom's Thomas in there, and I said, oh, sure. But where's the Hammond? Ah, they threw it out. No one wanted to fix it. Oh. So my aunt told me where it was. It was a local farmer. They dumped it in a ravine, and it had been outside for 6-8 weeks or something. And so I told them I was coming to get it, and they scooped it out with a loader tractor and set it on my trailer. And, you know, things have a way of working out. So, you know, I discovered, and that kind of got me started playing keys again. But I wanted it for, you know, rock and roll, which the church, you know, I don't think Lawrence Hammond had any ideas his instruments would live on him many years.
It was a little heavy, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, they're about 450 when they're all in one piece. And because the wood was bad from being outside, I pulled one manual off and did what they call a chop. Mm. And so we hauled that around for 2 or 3 years, but after even Eddie wouldn't help me carry it anymore, I had to go to something like
that. You and Joe were mainly the ones that carried. I couldn't.
It was 180 pounds or something But that's set up in the basement. I'd fire her up. And
you were able to preserve it after it sat outside for six or 8 weeks.
It's all tubes and tone wheels. Really isn't anything that that water can hurt. Hmm. And nothing sounds like a Hammond.
Oh, yeah.
Two ways about it.
That's pretty cool, yes. We're going to say hello to a few folks and make sure we invite you to do this, too. We've got a pretty good list going anymore, which is wonderful. But Gary McIntyre is listening tonight. Hello, Gary, the old polka buster himself, and my wife, Debbie. Nick and Diane from Arizona. Tornis, I believe, is how they pronounce their last name. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. Ruth, his sister, who lives in Houston, Texas, and she's actually in Arizona this week, and she said it's very, very hot. And I said, well, just send some sunshine, and we'd be happy up here. But Scott Nash is out there listening, I hope. Tom Klinger, Rod Sather, Renee Butler, Edna Bjorkman over in Maplewood, Shirley Halliburton, Uncle Bob, Paul Hendricks. I talked to him this week, Eddie on the phone, and my mother. And Eddie, you got a few there?
Yeah, my wife Joanne, neighbors Alan Ann, and I got hollered at from another neighbor that they've been listening, so I got to say hi to the Seawells, Pat and all the boys. I got a little cabin next to us. They've been listening, and Brian and Scott, the Cribbage Boys, the Cactus Cousins, the Hunyucks, Greg Wheeler and the Barn Boys, Tom Kramer, Dale Hattleburton out there in Fargo, and that's about what I got. What do you got, Steve?
Yeah, well, I'd like to say hi to my wife. I hope she's tuning in. My two granddaughters, Maple and Winter, I think they're huddled around the computer or something. And son-in-law, Jeff. And my two daughters, both serving right now. My older daughter's in the Air National Guard, and she got called up to test people in assisted living homes. And my younger daughter's full-time Navy down in Virginia Beach. Extremely proud of both of them.
And, absolutely.
That's great.
And all the Freeway Jam guys.
Yes, sure. And they should be proud of Dad, too.
we'll see.
Yeah. The jury's still out. Why don't you sing, do you have that Merle Haggard song, or what'd you have in mind?
Well, we could do that, or Ed, do you want to do Neil McCoy?
Oh, that one one that you always liked.
Yeah.
Ruby sound, you always used to sound. He does a great keyboard on this that we don't have with us in here tonight, but...
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. If it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweet my coffee, the morning kiss. Sweeten my dreams by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. If it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
If it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. If you must go,
Casinos. Does that sound right?
Yep, and that organ part that I play in there, I found a live version, and I think they had two guys playing organ with the Casinos, and I kind of mashed up the two versions
sure.
where they had.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds cool when we do that.
I think we got time to spin a record. It's an old record that I found, Eddie, cleaning out my garage during this period of time. And it was Rita Lee, who was a singer, 25, 30 years ago up here.
Used to get up and listen to the dance.
Yep. She used to come to the Dallas House and the Country Dam. But anyhow, she did some recording in New Richmond at Kurt's Guitar. And I looked at this thing. I thought, geez, and I played on this record. And I got looking, and so did you. And I don't think we were in there at the same time.
Yeah.
I think I laid the bass guitar line down. You came in 2 weeks later and put a sax part down. But can we spin that, Bob?
Yep.
It's called Harper Valley PTA. So this is Rita Lee.
Place and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. the day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. Yeah, my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
That's Rita Lee. That was Eddie Schmidt playing saxophone, and it was me playing bass. And I do you remember that, Eddie?
Boy, that's a long time
ago. It is. Yes. We're running short of time. I want to get Steve to squeeze in another song if we can. We got about 5 minutes. Okay. What do you got there?
Let's do "Working Man Blues" by Merle.
Love that song.
Are you ready there, Ed?
Yep.
Ed, he's born ready. On. Well, it's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. And I've been a working man a dang near all my life, but I keep on working. As long as my 2 hands are fit to use. Well, I drink my beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues.
From the Beach Boys, Steve Wilson, yes, cousin to Brian.
Yeah,
but anyhow, we're getting ready to wrap up. Eddie, anything I left out here you want
to? No, it's just been neat to have Steve here and all the different things through the years of getting to work with him. And the only guy I know that took a Harley Davidson Sportster and made a scrambler out of it. Anybody that could do something like that, that's him. And yeah. I think about the stuff that you and Joe did where you were dressed up as the Blues Brothers and had that car and everything just like it. And so thanks again for coming.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And tell Eric hello from us.
I absolutely will.
I have so much respect for Eric. And thank you, Bob Zonk, for engineering once again. And we'll be back next week. They do the rebroadcast for 3 weeks, and then the fourth week we are here live. And I think we're going to have Greg Lane, I think, next time around from the Rex Cactus Boys. We've been after Greg for, over 3 years, and he finally, I think we got him worn down. He's going to come in, so he'll be fun to visit with. But Once again, everybody stay healthy, and we'll catch you next time around. Thank you.
Thanks.